Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Okay, you guys, we have a very fun bonus Shenanigans episode today. We're releasing two this week because I have the pleasure of sitting next to the most handsome bachelor who's ever been on ABC, Mr. Colton Underwood.
Wow, I appreciate introduction. Thank you.
It's the truth. Yes.
Thank you.
No, I had such a good time watching the show last night. I had like my notebook out. I'm like, okay, this is also homework. Like, I need to enjoy the show, but I need to take my notes. So I'm just so excited that you were able to do this today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate that, man. You put a lot of work into it.
Can't wait
to see what we got
going. This is my narrowed down
list.
I had three pages. I was like, all right, we got to cut this down. We got to keep it short. This is a bonus episode. We're not doing any ads. We're just making
it
all about you.
Let's do it.
So, okay, do you remember the first time I met you? Do you remember where that was?
You sent me a DM at a Chargers game.
No, it was before that. I met you at Pump.
Really?
You walked in, looked like a lost puppy.
Yeah, because I couldn't find anybody.
Yes.
And so, you were like, hey, all your buddies just left.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool.
So Wills is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with any of those guys?
I do, yeah. Jason Blake, all of them. It's sort of been this weird, you know how it is.
Yeah.
It's like you have this weird camaraderie and you have this one thing in common. It sort of like becomes family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that night, I think that was the first time I met Wills in person because we had followed each other on social media. And then I looked over and I see like all the guys and it was the night of the Men Tell All.
Yeah.
And Wills and I like made eye contact. He's like, hey. And we're like, I know you know me, but like we didn't. And then they had all left. I saw you walk in and obviously I knew who you were. And I was like, I should probably tell him because you were just like walking around by yourself. Like, where do I go?
Oh, yeah.
Where are my friends?
I got separated from the pack.
Yeah, so that was the first time. But then I saw you at a Chargers game, and yeah, I slid in the DMs in a friendly, professional way. But I was like, because you got signed in 2014 to the Chargers.
Yeah, 2014, 2015 were my year with the Chargers. Still keep in touch sort of like with the Bachelor franchise. Still keep in touch with a lot of my teammates there.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Chargers, I'm definitely rooting them on to win.
Okay, good. I was going to say, you're still like team Chargers, right?
100%.
Yes, I'm so excited. So literally this morning, I reserved my tickets for the AFC Championship because we're going to it.
Yep.
I'm going to the game. I have season tickets, so I get like first dibs on any playoff game or championship game.
Yes.
We're doing so well.
I think this is the year.
Yeah. I was watching on like SportsCenter today. They were saying though that Rivers is 0-7 against Brady.
I could believe
and
that.
And 0-2 in the playoffs.
Hey, can I just say, a lot of people are probably 0-7 against Brady.
You know, right?
But, you know, personally, knowing and playing with Phil, there's nobody more deserving than him.
Absolutely. And I've been a Chargers fan for so long.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. I'm like, this is the best we've done since I've, like, really been following the team.
I think all the pieces are there. Obviously, the new coaching staff. And it takes a while to sort of all get, you know, used to one another, how the coaching style is, how it is playing with each other. I really think, like, this is the year for them to take it all away.
I can't wait for the new stadium. Oh, my God. I got my...
So I've been flying in and out of, out of L.A. a lot lately.
And you fly over it.
You fly over it. And, like, well, it's crazy amount of, it's like, week or 2 weeks can do for that stadium.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I'm so excited. So I already got my tickets. I'm second row, 50-yard line.
Nice.
Yes.
You got better tickets than I do. I just wing it on StubHub.
Yeah. But I was like, no, I need to... Like, this is the first, like, big state. It's the state of the art, like, biggest stadium in the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be
the
nicest.
It's going to be state of the art.
And so I was just like, you know what? It's worth the investment. It's the SSL's 50 years. So I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going to get the best seats possible. Front row was already taken. I went second.
What do you think of them playing in the StubHub?
I love it because it only seats, what, 27,000? So it's
smaller,
very intimate.
It's more intimate. Yeah. And I feel like it honestly just, it almost reminds me of college. And I think that's why I like it so much because I love college football.
Yeah.
And I think it sort of brings you back to that
totally.
Type of vibe.
And, like, there's not a bad seat in the house. Like, there are no, like, nosebleeds at StubHub.
No, not at all.
No. So, and then plus it's, like, we get, you know, we have the pleasure of getting down on the field.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
There's,
we
like,
get
an
spoiled
open
every
bar
once in a
on
while.
The field. And right. then we, like, go back and, like, the tunnel where, like, the players are for halftime. And it's so much fun. I love football. I'm a very big football fan. So, I'm stoked
100%.
That my team is doing this well.
Let's do it.
So, that's what I had to bring that up first.
Of course.
That was the first thing. I'm like, we got to talk Pump and Chargers. Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I do. And so does my family. But I was actually just talking to your mom, too.
You know,
it's just, it's crazy because obviously your show is on at the same time as Bachelor. Uh-huh. But it's one of those that you could sort of binge watch 2 or 3 episodes, get caught up really quickly, and then get back in the loop.
Yeah. So. I mean, definitely on Monday nights, I'm watching you. I'm not watching me. We get the episodes ahead of time. So I'm like, already saw it. DVR.
So do we. It's the same yeah. thing back and forth.
So are you watching Vanderpump Rules on Monday
nights? I haven't watched it because I was at my live premiere.
Yes.
So once it resumes.
Chris and Crystal invited me to that last night, but I was here talking football on my podcast yesterday. So I missed it, but I watched it when I got home and... Yeah, great, great premiere. So,
thank you.
Okay, I want to get right into that. I wanted to talk football first, just to ease into it. Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I have to look at my calendar. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like
sitting over there.
I have my producer with me.
No,
and she's
not.
Like, no, you're not going to that, sweetie. Sorry.
All right. Well, I'll be there to root for you. You have a birthday coming up, I see.
I do, January 26th.
Yes. Yeah. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, where are you living right now? Are you based in LA or are you moving here?
No,
or?
Right now I'm in Denver.
Okay.
You know, I think I'm going to be spending a lot of time out here.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's in my cards for my future. I'm up for moving. Right now I have a very good life in Colorado.
Yeah.
My family's out there. My dogs are out there.
He has this like smitten look in his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here in LA today. Seriously, thank you so much for doing this. This is like so exciting. So what are your plans now that filming's done? I know obviously we're not doing spoilers or anything like that,
right.
but what are you thinking? Like, do you want to get into, I know we were just talking about this before we started the show, but like acting, more reality?
No, for me, I think I've always had an interest in broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
Every offseason in the NFL, you know, I was taking broadcasting journalism classes to continue my education and continue learning, hosting realm. I think I was just in a very unique situation coming into the position of Bachelor with the Bachelor and with Paradise. It was sort of my gap year.
Uh-huh.
It was like my off year to like go do some fun things and have fun and really see what I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think that's an interest of mine. So I'm actually out here next week and I'm just job shadowing some broadcasters for some of the NFL All-Star College games.
Yeah.
So just I really want to do my homework. Anything I do in my life, I would take pride in.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to make sure I do it the right way and I don't offend people. And just I don't want to take the easy way in. Like
right.
I want to do my homework and I want to work my butt off to be the best that I can, yeah, no matter what I do.
That's like super admirable. You don't want to just like hand it to you. You want to work for it.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. I got my degree in broadcast journalism. So
that's awesome.
This job here is like a dream job because like I did like on-camera hosting, but then I also did like radio production and all of that.
See,
so I've always wanted to be
it's
in
so cool
the hosting.
It's so cool because then you have a better understanding of just the bigger picture too, right? You're not just talking into a microphone. You get the bigger picture and
totally
all the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I could totally see you doing that. Nice. Okay, so I know there are, obviously you can't say anything, but there are a lot of rumors about how the season ends. Reality Steve. Who is Reality Steve and how does he know everything he knows?
I don't know. And of course, I think every season there's going to be rumors, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people jump to certain conclusions. What I can say and what I have been saying is my season definitely is different. But I think every Bachelor and Bachelorette has their own spin on how they
do things.
Totally.
And there are no rules. It's your show. Like, you're the Bachelor. You make the rules.
Well, and you know, with what we're doing, it is not a normal thing.
Yeah.
You don't just date 30 people. So, like, of course, things are going to happen.
Yeah.
You are going to have to overcome some obstacles, overcome some feelings.
Yeah.
And that definitely happens this season.
I had a fan question come in from Jennifer Young 0210, and she said, what's harder, playing professional football or dating 25-plus women at once?
They both provide unique challenges. I was actually just talking to you before we went on.
Yeah.
It's different because I came into the role being like, I'm used to being criticized. I can take it. I have thick skin. Well, that's the case when they're talking about my performance on the football field.
Yeah.
But when they're talking about your personal life, it changes everything.
Absolutely.
Because then you can't, like, at least for me in football, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get on the next game. Let me show you. Now it's like, well, this is my personal life. I'm going to have to make, like, it sort of lets you reflect on who you are as a person and see exactly what you want out of life.
Definitely. I was just telling you, I had to stay off social media last night just because it's like certain scenes, you know, it's like you see a very small portion. I mean, your show is all of you, but then it's like with ours, it's like we have an ensemble cast. There's like 13 other people on the show.
Right.
So just the criticism that comes in. And with me, it blows my mind how literally 99% of the haters are women. It's just like women tearing down women constantly.
And the other thing I noticed too, just a little bit, and I'm not saying women, but a lot of people are so hypocritical nowadays too. It's like the first thing when you click on their profile and their bio, it's like, be kind. I'm like,
and
all
it's
right,
like a Bible verse.
Advice. Right.
Yeah. Loving mother.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, sometimes I will like go on the pages that aren't private.
Yeah.
And if it has like a Bible verse and it's like loving mother, like I'll comment on a picture of their children and just say, I'm going to pray for your kids that they are never cyber bullied or bullied like you're doing to me.
Yeah.
Just like, let me put that in perspective for you because you're a mother and you think saying these things is okay. How would you feel if it was your kid? Because I know my mom, she gets heated. Like the first couple seasons of the show, I had to be like, Mom, I'm going to take your phone from you. We're going to delete your Instagram account if you don't stop going at people.
Well, I actually recently deleted all my tweets, and I didn't do it to hide anything. I actually did it because I looked back at some of my tweets, and I was like, I am feeding into too much negativity.
Yeah.
So I was like, for this new year, I just want to do what I want to do, say what I want to say, and have a lot of positivity in my life.
Yeah.
So I started clean.
I love that. 2019, I think, is year positivity.
Exactly.
I'm doing the same thing right now. I'm actually going through the process of freezing my eggs, and the main thing my doctor told me is to eliminate as much stress out of my life as possible. And I'm like, well, social media is up there for me, just like my life and my job.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to like not look at that right now. My sister's helping me run everything for the next few weeks just because it's such high stress in this job with people constantly. It's like we're under a microscope.
You are. And it's like I said before, when it's your personal life,
it
stings a little
more,
you know?
It totally does. Because I'm like, no, but I'm actually not really like that. Like, I'm really nice. But then, you know, people, you can never win.
No.
And people are going to say what they want to say. They're going to pick apart every sentence and twist and turn it. And I'm just like, you know what? I've been doing this now for like 8 years. I'm just like, it is what it is. So what were you most nervous about on night one?
Remembering names.
Okay, that was one of my questions too.
I really don't have that great of a memory.
Same.
And then it was like, all right, do I do the nickname route? What do I do? I was actually just joking with them. I was like, I want Nick, like, you guys need to get name tags from here
on.
I think that would be sort of funny, but sort of true. I had four or five women for right when they sat down, do you remember my name?
Yeah, that chick Erica, I saw. Yeah. She said that, and I was,
and
like,
oh, McNuts. And she's like, no, Erica. I was like, okay, Erica.
Yeah.
Here we go. But it's like part of it, I was like, okay, I sort of respect the fact that you asked me and sort of called me out on that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, come on. Like, you know there's 29
exactly.
other women here. So
I feel like a better route would be like, okay, hi, I'm Sheena. I don't know if you remember my name, but it's like, don't make
yes.
you feel stupid.
I had a few of those as well, and yeah. I really appreciated it. I really appreciated that, too.
Yeah. There were a few of the girls, just the things they asked you, like, you know, the obvious question that everyone asks you, and I'm not going there, but it was just like, come on.
On night
like,
one?
Yes.
And you know what? I actually said that. I was like, I was expecting to have to discuss that at some point.
Yeah.
But the very
night
first
one.
Night. Yeah, I had to.
Yeah. But you didn't send her home.
No.
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 Hmm. Yeah. What, over the entire, like, course of filming The Bachelor, what do you think was the most challenging overall?
Ooh. Definitely balancing the relationships in front of each other.
Yeah.
So group dates.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to see where a struggle for me.
Yeah.
Because every relationship that you have is so, like, it's just, it's its own relationship. They're so dynamic. I mean, it was hard for me to, like, look down the line and have them sitting on the couch and be like, all right, I got to be this way. And it's not that I'm a different person when I'm around them. It's just the dynamic of our relationship is
yeah.
different. So it's like, all right. Who am I when I'm in a group setting?
Yeah.
It was a challenge. It was a huge challenge.
I can't imagine doing a group date. Like, even just with me, like, I've been in situations where I may be out with the group and, like, there are two guys who are interested in me and, like,
yeah.
there are no cameras there. Like, that just, I can't imagine doing all of that with cameras. There was one scene that I filmed for Vanderpump Rules, and not going to say who it was with, but it's towards the end of the season, and it was the first time in all seven seasons that I actually have, like, a very passionate, intimate kiss with this person. And it is dead silent in my apartment. Two cameras, like, yeah. the audio person, they have, you know, the mic and all of that. And I'm just like, this is what it feels like to be The Bachelorette. This is so awkward.
Did the cameras go away for you?
No.
They don't?
They stay there.
See,
for a while. And I'm like,
mine went
are
away.
You guys going to leave? And then eventually they did. And I'm like, okay, I still need to take my mic off.
You know what I found helpful? You know what I found helpful? I actually became like friendly and got to know the camera operators
yeah.
and the audio mixers. And it made it more enjoyable for me because
yeah.
I knew they were invested in me as a bachelor
yeah.
and also my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't awkward if I'm sitting there having an intimate conversation with
right.
somebody. And, you know, I have, you know, one of our camera operators sitting there that I actually, like,
totally
know a lot about.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about our show is we're so fortunate that seven seasons, we still have a lot of people from day one.
Yeah.
So people who were there when I got engaged,
that's
married,
awesome.
Divorced, like, dealt with my husband's addiction.
They've been through
all of it. It's like,
yep.
some of them, I mean, my mom and I are extremely close, but some of the other cast members, they're like, they're closer with our producers than they are with some of their own family.
Yeah.
Because they're with them all the time. And it's like, they're there for those huge life moments that it's
yep.
like, you have to get close to the people filming with you. And over the last couple of years, we've had a couple of new field producers come in. And I'm like, no, like, because now you're new and, like, you watch the show, but you don't know me personally.
Right.
But I just want to give a shout out to Lindsay. She was one of our new field producers who came on the season.
Yeah.
She was amazing. It was just like instant connection. And it's like,
and people don't understand, like, those are people who you have to lean on a lot
yeah.
of moments, because there are a lot of off-camera moments and conversations that you have to have that
yeah.
are still very important to the dynamic of the show aspect.
Yeah, and we're
yeah.
not acting. It's not a scripted show.
No,
like, there are those scripted reality shows,
I'll
but
say that there are no rules.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, there are no rules.
Right.
I mean, sure, there's a certain format, but that's why The Bachelor's been on for 23 seasons now.
Yeah.
But there still is, like, if I walked in and wanted to do something, it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Totally. I know you gave the first impression rose to Hannah, but was she the person who caught your eye first coming out of the limo?
Yeah, I think with Hannah, it was just one of those things, you know, is, oh, you're nervous? I'm nervous?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Like,
yeah.
cool, we're on the same page. Night one was just all for me about connection and chemistry.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of, because I feel like every season now it just gets more and more elaborate with the cheesy entrances.
I personally, I think that's what is so iconic about The Bachelor. You have to admit, like, no, when you think Bachelor, you think corny, cheesy things.
Absolutely.
I live for corny and cheesy
moments. Every season it's like more and more. You're like, okay, what's going to happen next? So I made a few notes of some of my favorites, and I want to know what yours were.
Okay.
I, right off the bat, I loved Brie. The fake Australian accent.
I respected that a lot, too. I thought it was so unique and so clever.
I loved it. At what point in the night did you find out she wasn't Australian?
Right when we sat down. I think the scene actually just got released on Bachelor social
media. Because we didn't see that.
Yeah, so they just released it. And she talks all about it on there. So go check it out. It's pretty good.
And I loved that she didn't lie. You said, where are you from? And she said, the accent's Australian.
The fact that she held her composure enough to not slip up or word it. She worded it properly.
Yeah.
She didn't tell a lie. She said the accent is Australian.
Yeah. So she was like one of my top faves.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the cop car, the fashion police. Yep. I thought that was clever.
Yes.
Like the horse carriage, and that's been there, done that. And she went home anyways, right?
Yeah.
I liked the signs. Love Actually is one of my favorite movies. So the girl who was sick and didn't have the voice with the signs.
Yes.
I thought that was so cute.
It was very clever. Oh, and they had a bunch of signs too. Like it was even more.
Oh, there
like,
were more.
It went on for a while.
I wondered
it was super,
that.
It was super clever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked that. But okay, let's talk about the sloth.
Here's the one thing I'll say. Like, Alex stayed in character the whole entrance.
She was in the tree. At that moment, I was like, okay.
I didn't know she was in the tree. I must have been in an interview or something while she was in the tree.
Fully committed. Or you were talking to Catherine one of four times.
Yeah. If you didn't know where I was probably talking to Catherine on night one.
Did her dog stay the whole time?
She did.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you what. The most spoiled person on set that whole entire night was Lucy.
Oh, my God.
She had her own person. She had her own handler. She had her own producer. She had water, food, the whole nine yards.
I love it. They're like, Lucy,
she had
70.
She had Chris walking her the whole time.
That was cute.
She was spoiled.
Yeah.
For sure.
So which one out of all of the corny entrances was your favorite? Or most clever, you thought?
Most clever. You know, I think there's just a bunch, but I was all for the ones that were straightforward and got to the point with me too. Whether it was gifts or some. Oh, the other thing, I'm a big tchotchke guy, so I like sentimental value. So like, even when I do charity events, I love free t-shirts. They're like my favorite.
Oh, nice.
So like, anytime I have something to walk away with, like the bag of nuts, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Because then I got to eat and like have a bag of nuts.
Yeah.
The butterflies were really cool. There's just a bunch of like little things like that go a long way and mean a lot to me.
I don't know if you can say this, but I mean, you don't have to say with who, but do you have one date out of the whole season that you filmed that really like stood out that was like your favorite thing that you did, like activity wise or just place?
I think as a majority, the one thing I really appreciated about all my dates where it was something adventurous, it was something new, or it was something competitive. And it just, all the producers on The Bachelor said the date team killed it this year.
Yeah.
Like they were all something when I like heard, I was like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Like I was like a little boy every morning waking up. I was like, what are we doing today?
That's awesome.
So cool.
That's so fun.
And it was so much fun because like sitting down, they have an understanding of who I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do this. I want to do that. They made them all come true. And
that's amazing.
It honestly, my hat goes off to them.
On or off the show, what's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? You don't have to say if it was on the show.
Yeah, no, it was on the show this year. I got to travel. We went to Asia. We had a really good time.
Nice.
And I've never been able, with football, you know, we really don't. It's a year-round sport nowadays to try to stay as a professional athlete.
And you just travel within the country.
Yeah, and you travel within the country.
Yeah.
So going to Asia this year was unbelievable.
Nice. Now, I'm curious. Do you have a type? Because all three women you kissed were all very different on the first night, like look-wise, personality, they just all seem very different. So do you have a type?
I don't. And coming into it, I said the same thing. I was like, I have had some experience dating, but I think that's also the unique thing is I haven't had a ton. So I really still am trying to figure out exactly. I think that's the unique thing about this whole entire season.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what exactly is for me, what I want, what I need out of a relationship and out of a person. But physically, I don't really have a type.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how it should be too. Is it's like you give everybody a chance, like let's see if we connect. It's all about connection and chemistry.
Agreed. It's not all about physical appearance. That's why I'm so anti dating apps. Because it's all physical. It's just swipe right if you're hot, swipe left if you're not.
I've never done the dating apps.
Me
before.
Either.
And I think like it's so funny because I bring this up all the time.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who criticize. It's like, oh, how can you find love on a show? It's like, it's one of the more real ways to find love nowadays in 2019. Yeah. Instead of swiping and having these superficial conversations, you're sitting without your phone because when you film, you don't have your phones. You don't have access to internet.
Uh-huh.
And you actually have conversations about meaningful things.
Yeah. And there's so many dating apps. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even know which one to get on if I wanted to get on one. One of my girlfriends was telling me something, there's something with fish in the title. I don't even know what it's called. But she's no, but this one's really cool because you have like three starter questions. And I'm like, I don't want to get to know someone in that way.
Doesn't that seem overwhelming for you?
It's so weird.
It's like, what do I put in my bio? I already have a hard time writing my Instagram and Twitter bio, let alone a dating app bio.
No.
I don't have time for that.
Any guys I've dated in the last like year and a half since I've been single are either a friend of a friend or someone one of the bachelorettes has sent home.
Right. Oh, boy. That's funny.
It was funny. Me and my best friend Adam were watching Becca's the first night together. And I go, okay, Adam, I said, we're not looking for who Becca's going to pick. We're looking for who Becca sends home who's going to take me on a date.
I love it. You're scouting.
Yeah. So I just kind of made myself the unofficial bachelorette because, you know, I'm with Bravo and NBC. And I'm still putting it out there. I'm like, yo, ABC, can we break this contract? If you want me to be the bachelorette, I'm available.
Yeah.
Did you get annoyed with Catherine stealing you 4 times?
No, you know what? I actually respected it.
Okay.
I've been on the other side of things, so I know – I had an idea what it was doing in the house to some of the other women. Obviously, I watched their opinions last night too. But as the Bachelor, it's so nice. It was really nice to know and be like, hey, I'm here for you. I'm here to get to know
that
you.
That's
and
a good
I don't
point,
care,
yeah.
Like, I am now to a stage where it's like I try my best to be like, I don't care what you think of me. I'm going to go after what I want. And I felt like she was doing that.
She wasn't there to make friends. She was there for you. And she made that apparent. So, all right. I like that. What was the longest relationship you had before doing The Bachelorette?
It was 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not that long.
No.
Yeah.
So,
but you're so young too. And you played
and
football
for
so long.
And
it's
it was
hard
long
to...
distance. It wasn't anything crazy. And like, I think, just with my schedule and just with football and spending so much time on my professional career. And everybody's like, well, then you didn't have time. I was like, to be a professional athlete nowadays and to try to make it and work.
Yeah.
Like for me, I'm not the most athletically gifted, but I'm a tryhard. Mm-hmm. And like anything, like I said, I like to do the work.
Yeah.
I had to put in extra hours and some of like the top and world-class athletes did just to stay good enough to be on a practice squad.
Right.
But I knew that and I was self-aware enough to know that. So I didn't really have a ton of time to just spend on my personal life.
But that's good because then, you know, you're taking care of yourself first in your career. And then it's like when you are ready to settle down, you don't have those regrets that you didn't live your life and try as hard as you could.
Exactly. I mean, I got to do something that not a lot of guys get to do and play in the National Football League.
Yeah, that's so dope. And for the best team, the Chargers.
Shout out to the Chargers.
Yes.
For sure.
So, okay, you said you're not very athletic, and you also said you're not a good dancer. Would you ever do Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, it just depends where I'm at in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to speak in definitives.
Yeah.
I think that any cool opportunity comes my way, I would definitely consider it.
Yeah.
Like I said, this year was all about just having a fun time.
Yeah.
But yet also spending time working not only on myself, but on my personal life and trying to find somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with.
Yeah. You did look very athletic as you jumped over that fence in the preview.
I'm not like the worst athlete.
No,
but
I know,
like,
obviously.
When you're comparing yourself to like the top athletes, like, you know, there's obviously people more athletic than me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually... I was joking with my dad. I was like, at least I like showed that I'm still athletic.
No, I still got it.
I did that in boots and
I
jeans.
I was like, that was really impressive. You were just like, zoom, like over the fence. Like, peace out, Chris Harrison. Like, not right now.
Yeah.
And
I actually got to run on the beach with Chris a lot in the mornings
before
we started filming and stuff and really got to know him as a human being. He's a really good dude.
That's good. Yeah. Do you think Chris Harrison would ever be The Bachelor?
No.
No.
No. Why would he? He has the best job in America.
Well, no, of course he does. But I've just, so many people always ask, like, why, now, you know, Chris is single.
Yeah,
like,
I think
why
he's
doesn't
too close,
Chris just
he's
be...
too close to it now, yeah. too. So I don't think that's in his cards.
He's, oh my God. But watching the, just like all the flashbacks and everything, because I've watched
if
the show.
If he did, I want to be a producer on his show.
Yeah.
I'd want.
That'd be an interesting twist, a little bonus Bachelor season with Chris Harrison. But yeah, I've been watching that show since it started. I was like in college, and when you see like pre HD,
yeah,
oh my God,
they did the little tribute
yeah,
to him
just
last
like
night.
The flashbacks of everything,
and
it
you
was
really
awesome.
You really get to like see as a whole like how many lives he's touched, and
yeah,
like what he's been involved in, and
so
like,
many,
okay.
And you see that the process does work. It doesn't work for everyone, but there are several successful relationships and families that have come out of this 100%. Show.
And I think now too, sort of like what you were saying, it's like this big weird family that everybody sort of dates or tries, you know, tries to see if it could work or not. And it's only going to become, in my opinion, that's why shows like Paradise is working.
And, I love Bachelor in Paradise.
The Bachelor Nation couples are working because, you know, you get to see and you share this commonality.
Yeah.
And only you guys get it and understand
totally.
It.
Totally. Like
together.
Chris and Crystal, I think they are an amazing couple.
They are like weirdly perfect for each
other. Yeah. My mom co-hosted with me. They sat across from us and I was just like, you guys are so cute. Like, it's gross.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because I was in the green room with them last night in between their hot tub. Hot tub scenes. They're amazing people.
Yeah, no, they're great. And she was someone who, watching Ari season, I honestly wasn't really a fan of. And then watching Bachelor in Paradise, it was just like I wasn't the biggest fan of hers. And then meeting her in person, like now we're good friends who like make plans to go to Disneyland together and keep in touch and like FaceTime. And
that's
I'm just like,
thing,
I love her.
That's one thing I realized even in Paradise. And I mean, I wasn't there very long, but it's just – getting to see these people and actually get to know them for who they are. And not what you think, you know, you have an idea of who
somebody
is.
Yeah. Because obviously the show's going to portray, you know, the villain, the this, the that. And it's like just getting to know her. She was just such a sweetheart.
I also think this too. And I said, I don't know if I necessarily even would say I have a villain or there was villains. I think it just everybody has a view and a way that they go about their lives, and it's up for the audience.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes like our shows obviously entertaining.
Yeah.
It's because people either love you or they hate you or, you know, they're still uncertain
Absolutely.
On the fence about you. So.
Yeah. I did a podcast with Danny Pellegrino. He has his own Everything Iconic podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to one of his Vanderpump Rules recaps. And he said that 99.9% of the audience hates me. But it's great because it brings everyone together because they have someone to talk about who they hate. And I was like, that's a really high percentage. But I'm like, I mean, I see where you're coming from with that because it's like, you know, I mean, everyone does need someone to hate on, and I guess that was me.
Well, everybody has their opinions.
Yeah. Okay, so I have questions about the rose ceremony and the amount of friends I have who have been on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I've never asked these questions.
Okay.
You said you were most nervous about remembering names.
Yes.
Do you have an earpiece?
No, I actually leave after every 3 or 4 names.
That was
I did 3 the first night because I was like a little overwhelmed, a little nervous. So I step out after the three names.
Okay, that was one of my questions. And now when you're stepping out, are the girls doing their interviews because they're like, oh, I'm just really nervous, or are those pickups?
No, so they actually – I step out. I go get the next 3 names and confirm them again, come back in, say the 3 names. It's actually quicker than what it seems.
Yeah.
There's no interviews in between rose ceremonies.
So when those interview bites are airing during the rose ceremony, have they filmed them before they're standing
before,
there?
Before rose ceremony. All interviews are done before rose ceremony.
Okay. Yeah. I always wondered that. I'm like, are they taking breaks and like, because they're talking like in current time.
Yeah.
But
and you know how it is too.
Course.
It's just like, tell me what, like, how are you thinking?
Yeah.
What were you thinking about when you were standing
there? Yeah. And when we do interviews, it's like, you know, past tense, present.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay. I was wondering that.
Yep.
And how long do the first night, like how long does that rose ceremony take? Because it was full on morning when those girls were leaving.
Yeah. That one was a long one. And that was the longest one too. I mean, obviously. So I even think, you know, it was a tough decision for me because you're going off of first impressions for everybody.
Yeah.
And you have to make a decision who you want to spend time with the next week. So obviously that one's going to be the longest one.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Are we talking like hours, like 3 hours?
The
like
rose ceremony itself?
Yeah.
Maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's nothing.
It just happens late.
I even said, I was like,
early.
In my toast at the end, I was like, you guys are MVPs for sitting there in your heels.
Yeah.
I was like, I was complaining and I had flat, you know, my flat dress shoes on.
Yeah. Did you drink that night at all?
Yeah, I drank a glass of wine, some coffee, some 5-hour energies, some water. I was like on like a little refresher. Yeah. I just try to stay hydrated and caffeinated.
Okay. I didn't know if you had like had like more.
No, I don't really drink that much.
Yeah.
My drink of choice is like a glass of white wine.
Uh-huh. What kind of white wine?
Chardonnay.
Okay. I'm Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Becca's go-to white wine too. She was soft. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge drinker.
Did any of the girls, and no one seemed to get like plaster drunk. Did anyone?
No, and I think it's just, I mean, that's not, drunk TV is not good TV.
No. I mean, it's happened on rose ceremonies before. On night one before.
Yeah. No, I think everybody, for the most part, too, just stayed very responsible and stayed in control of their liquor.
Yeah, it seemed like that. The producers obviously tell you the order of that last rose, right? Like,
Was it your choice for Catherine to be last? I mean, I have a say.
But do they suggest, like, you know, it might be better
I understood sort of what was going on to a certain degree. And, like, I'm all for making, like, that's, I want to make it a great TV show.
Right.
I want to make it a fun show. So
I always wonder if, like, the person who is the bachelor, bachelorette, like, just, like, knows how to play the game. Like, you're like, okay, I know this would be smart. This would be for good TV. Or if it's suggested.
And it doesn't take away from any of the relationships.
No, not at all. It's the dramatic effect.
It's sort of an understanding,
yeah.
Right? It's just like, okay, I get what you're doing here.
Definitely.
Like, and I'm on board.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well, I know you have a lot of other interviews to do. So I just want to end this with a couple fan questions that came in.
Let's do it.
I'll let you get about your day.
Cool.
Okay, so on Instagram, Caitlin M. Glenn wants to know, if you could do anything in the world knowing you wouldn't fail, what would it be?
Oh, that's actually a really good question.
I know, so I had to ask it.
You could do anything in the world and not have to fail. Man, I've never been, I'm literally like, I'm speechless right now.
Caitlin, you've stumped The Bachelor.
Just mainly because that's such a good question. I mean, I would do my football career over again.
Okay.
And actually get to, you know, actually have a really successful career and start.
Yeah.
I think just because I know how much fun football was.
Yeah. Awesome. And then at Tess Miley Simpson said, do girls compliment your booty a lot because you have a nice one?
See, I don't think I have.
I got a lot of questions about your booty.
Really?
A lot came in about that. That was like the number one thing that was asked was ask Colton about his butt.
Oh, well, I've been working on my squats.
Well, so I guess it's paying off.
I've been doing lots of squats. So tell her thank you very much.
I will. All right.
Thank you.
Well, anything else that you can tease or just give us for this season?
I'm so excited. I mean, obviously I get episodes a little bit in advance.
Yeah.
But I'm on this roller coaster with you guys.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just excited to have everybody along for the ride and experience what I experienced. It was unbelievable. These women are incredible, and I can't wait for the, you know, Bachelor Nation and the whole entire world to get to know them. So it's going to be a really good season, and it's definitely going to be different.
Is it going to be the most dramatic season yet? They say that every season.
I know.
It's like...
That's why I don't want to say it, because I'm like, oh, they say that every year. That's not original. It's the most different season ever.
Ooh,
is that a word?
I like that. It's
like,
the
she's
most
like
different.
Rolling. My producer's rolling her eyes right now. She's like, yeah, right.
She's like, all right, let's wrap this up, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Seriously.
Thank you so much. Can we give one more shout out to the Bolts?
Yes.
Chargers for the win,
Super Bowl 2019.
100%.
We're doing it. I'm going. I already booked my flight to Atlanta. Like, I am so excited.
I'm going to try to book my flight to Atlanta if I can let them let me go to the Super Bowl.
She's like, no, it's not
happening. The Bachelor
needs
to be at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
There's a lot of networking that needs to be done.
A ton. It's just my friends. I just want
to
support my friends like they support me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, be there for Rivers and Gates and, you know, Gordon's
Chargers,
injured
Eagles,
again.
Maybe.
Like, yeah. Ooh, yes, because you were with the Eagles.
That too.
And the Raiders.
We can just leave them out. But shout out
to the Bolts.
For sure.
I really think that we're going to beat the GOAT and go all the way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yes.
All right, you guys, don't forget, every Monday night, new episodes of The Bachelor, and you can DVR Vanderpump Rules. And I think everyone already knows where to find you on Instagram, but at...
GOAT. Oh.
Colton Underwood.
I changed my handle. I got my name.
I don't know if there was like an it's in it. I know. I'm just at Sheena, which I actually had to pay for because a girl had it. And I offered her $500. I was like, can I have your Instagram handle, please?
And she said yes.
Nice. Yeah. But that was literally her born name spelled the same way as mine. And I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Social media.
It's nuts.
Crazy.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And best of luck to you. You look very happy. I hope you found love.
I appreciate it.
And if you didn't, you definitely will.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine. Yeah.